I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, it's Friday. It's so amazing that we finally made it here to our very special time of the week. It's amazing. Embrace it.
Hello, it's a very special time of the week.
It is. It's a very, very special time of the week.
All right.
It's like the best thing about being alive is Friday. Ever. I don't know if that's true. It's probably not true. But still, it feels good. Nice. It's nice. It's a good one. Plus, I'm trying to like block last night's debate and how boring Big Brother is. You know, I mean, Friday makes everything better.
Did you watch it? Because I didn't watch it at all.
The debate?
Yeah.
I just a very small amount, and my face was doing exactly what Joe Biden's face was, which was this. What?
I watched.
What is he, what did this guy just say? Yeah, there were a lot of those moments where it was just like, what did he just say? So, you know, debates. Woo! Who doesn't love a good debate? I actually would have loved to have seen a good debate, but whatever. I didn't watch enough to really pass judgment on it. I watched just for me.
I watched enough Big Brother to know that I'm out.
Yeah, listen, Big Brother, you have failed. I'm not going to say that I don't still like the show, although I'm searching for reasons why I do like it. And then, so I'm all excited because there's supposed to be an episode tonight. So I'm,
there
you know,
is.
Yeah, there's an episode tonight. And I was thinking, oh, okay, well, they've got a three-part, you know, new head of household, there's going to be whatever else is going to happen. And then we get to the end of the show. I'm like, oh, let's listen to hear what the rest of the schedule is. Because you know how they always say, what? Listen on this night. And then the time has changed for this night. And then we've moved it to this day
I
for
like
this
the part
night.
Where she goes, and you should love your friends. Good night.
Oh, yeah. She's.
Is that Julie?
She's delightful. Just, you know, man, I didn't realize. What's that? Yeah, Julie. She's amazing. Yeah.
Okay. Always make time to high-five your friends.
Nice.
Good night.
Good night. Yeah, get us a... Could you please get us a roundup of inspirational quotes from this season from Julie Chen, Moonves.
And she's on what, every Thursday?
Every Thursday.
I just don't want them all. Just go to the end and...
I really just want the end. Last week was super good. Was last week the one was like our Lord and Savior one or something? Like, she has gotten super godly. Has she turned to God in order to stay with that man who has been accused of hashtag MeTooing a bunch of chicks? Like, what is her... What? I don't understand. But it's good. You know, people got to have something to believe in. I'm not going to question her beliefs, but boy, whole new thing. Yeah, what? And then one was like,
be kind. Oh, I don't
kind.
Know what they were. I want them all. My point is, I glaze over by that point. The show is...
Well,
over.
It's so boring this season.
Yeah.
And someone made a good point yesterday about it's COVID time. Like, they can't get in there and change the table like I want them to do.
Right.
They can't do little dumb competitions.
Would that really make the show better if they...
Yeah, I don't. You're stuck on the table because this show's boring.
Well, it just seems so lazy.
I don't know. Do they always go to the jury the way they've been doing? Because I find that set up jury conversation.
Oh my God.
the worst part of the whole thing. I mean,
you know,
I think
usually look forward to the jury stuff, like where someone comes in, and I like them, you know, reacting to whoever walked in the door.
It's so canned, though. Really,
it is quite canned. This year's All Stars are just really the desperate reach out of who's willing to do this year. It's hard for me to find reasons to even try to justify this show to anyone. So
yeah, I'm not gonna finish it.
Well,
you know
I'm
gonna
finish
watch
it
tonight. What's my that? Octopus friend.
Oh yeah.
Yes, we're gonna watch that tonight too.
That's
talk to
happening
my kids
this
about
weekend,
it. I've
for
made
sure.
a date with them. Yes. Oh,
but that's not for kids, right?
I thought he said it was good for kids. That it's like a doc. It's about, you know, it's undersea world of Jacques Cousteau style, right? And then it turns into something.
Oh, there it is, my octopus,
teacher.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I'm going to definitely try to watch that, whether I do it before the kid goes to bed or after. It looks good. I mean, to hear everybody go, it's really good. And I had someone write me and go, I watched it twice. And I went, oh my God, really?
Yeah. And our reviewers, the Mystery Man and Hooman, gave it 5 stars. You know, or Hooman maybe gave it 4.5 stars.
Oh yeah, it's TV. It's rated TVG.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What is G again? G's
general audiences?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. But yeah, we're going to watch it too. Although we have kind of a weird weekend, like a whole hallway and bathroom and bedroom in our house is taped off. We have a boy in a plastic bubble here. And it's my oldest son had to go to Colorado this week for work. And then he came home yesterday and told us all about it from 20 feet away on the porch. It was so cute. He was like acting out interactions that he had with crazy farmers, and his life was threatened a couple times. And
that's fun.
Yeah.
Living out in the world.
It's just great.
A grown up, everyone.
I know. It's so funny. But, you know, Colorado, I don't know why I was under the impression that that was more of a blue state, but it isn't. And I don't know why I thought that. I guess because they legalized marijuana and it just seemed cool there. But he said that they walked into the meeting with the people that they had to meet with initially. And the guy reached his hand right out and said, "What do you got that mask on for? We don't wear masks around here."
Oh, whoa.
And they were like, looking at them like, "And now you take your masks off," and they want these people's business, so they did.
Oh man, that's wow!
They felt a lot of pressure, and they said they wherever
have
they went,
my flu.
Yeah. Oh great! I would love to take my mask off.
Around here, we share disease.
Yeah, we're looking for herd immunity. Who cares if some of us die needlessly? So
if you don't have herpes, saddle up.
Yeah.
I got some for you.
I got someone to share this out. We're givers here in this state. Come on, Colorado. What the F? So
well, there's crappy people everywhere. I'm
yeah,
sure,
and
you know.
That's not even, that's just, you know, I mean, what? So they're farmers they were dealing with?
Yes, and it was not.
They weren't
right.
in Denver then.
They were not in Denver.
Right.
And they weren't even in Boulder. They were out in the country.
Yeah, I think you find that country vibe here in California, even though you would call this whatever color state you prefer.
Sure. We're mainly a blue state, but it does seem like there are plenty. But here's the other thing I would like to point out. When someone says that they disagree with me or that they support Trump or, you know, they're a Republican or whatever, I go, oh, all right. Well, you know, okay. And you know what I don't do is threaten to shoot them between the eyes out behind the barn. If you tell me you're a Democrat, you're going to get, I mean, I'm like, that's assault. Like, you, what are you doing? Like,
well, I'll
a
tell
dude
you,
came
that
up to them on
happened,
the, on
if
a
that
tractor.
Actually happened to your boy, what they should have done is said, we really don't need your business. Have a good one.
No, this like, was when they were out in the field. That wasn't the, well,
oh, okay.
the
was,
mask
I mean,
thing happened with the company, but then they had to go and do this because they had this idea and this thing that they're doing, and they had to go out into the world to go to these various locations to do these tests, and they were, I would say, they had to lie about who they were to in order for any kind of warmth to enter the reception.
In order for them to exist.
In order for them to continue to exist on this earth, they had to pretend to be someone else, which I feel like, look, if you're a Republican, you don't have to pretend to be a Democrat for me to not shoot you out behind the barn between the eyes, which it was the quote. So I do feel like, come on, what is, you know, really what has happened to us? And I'm not saying that's all Republicans. No, I'm sure there's some very reasonable ones. I haven't met any yet, though, Mom. So, you know.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Ma. How you doing? Good morning.
It'll be nice when this vote's done, don't you
it
think?
It will be. And honestly, because then the real fun can start. Hoo-hoo! Can't wait for the crazy people who are going to shoot my son between the eyes behind the barn, grab their guns, and have a town meeting about what they should do about this. Yeah, it's okay. Thanks, Bryn.
I don't know.
For that. And then they went out for a nice dinner, or they wanted to. They just wanted to pick up some food at a place and walked in, and it was packed, and no one had masks on, and they were like, okay, so I guess
freedom.
That's freedom right there. Yes, there it is. Freedom. So the rest of the time, all the other six meals that they ate there, they went to a drive-thru taco place.
Tacos are delicious.
Well, sure.
Nothing
I mean,
wrong
right?
with tacos.
But that seemed like the safest place to eat, the place where you didn't have to get out and go in to pick up the food where everyone was coughing on you and on your food. I don't know.
Many times I've in Mexico and elsewhere, I have found the one place where I didn't get sick eating, and then I ate there all three times every day.
Yeah, that's, you know what, Vinny? Sometimes that's what you got to do.
You just go, this place seems safe enough.
Yeah.
It worked out the first time. I'm going to go with that.
Right. And to think that, you know, not only would you not have to worry about a flu or, you know, whatever stomach bug you might pick up down there, they also wouldn't question your politics. And you know, so you find the place where the least amount of resistance between you and getting a full belly is, you know, all these new factors in the world. Three-factor authentication.
Your boy is just getting a good dose of America. Good for him.
Well, so am I. I got to say, you know, I absolutely love this country. I've always been a proud American. I am a patriot. And I am a little pissed off at the way that those words have been hijacked by half the country who dare to take a poop on what I feel like. I can't wait for that clown to be out of office. Yesterday, I burst into freaking tears as my husband goes, oh, look what Gavin Newsom posted. He had put up this video, clearly from pre-COVID days, because no one's got a mask or anything. The guy, you know, he's glad-handing at some event or other, and he hears, as he's turning away from these people, he hears a voice in distress, and Joe Biden, instead of continuing on down the line and walking away.
I thought you said Gavin.
Gavin posted this.
Oh.
This is Joe Biden glad handing at an event.
Oh.
He hears a little voice, and he hears a voice in distress and turns and to acknowledge it. And a little kid, he's a grown man, but he is has Down syndrome. And he just comes running. He comes over and hugs Biden, and Biden is telling him, everything's going to be okay. Are you okay? Yes.
So that video I actually saw on TikTok first. And
oh, really?
Yeah. He was visiting Parkland victims. You know, the Parkland shooting. So those are families of the victims.
Oh, my
and
God.
I'm not sure what that boy said, but I think his brother or somebody close to him was a victim.
And he asked him, you know, are you all right?
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, honestly, I didn't know the context of the thing. I just saw it and saw what, you know, Gavin mm-hmm. had written. But it was, I mean, that's the guy that I want for president. That's the guy that I think represents who Americans are. Like, we are not people who offer to shoot your son behind a barn. We're people who see someone in distress and turn to them and offer whatever we can. Like, isn't that who we are? I don't know. Anyway, so I saw that and I watched it like 20 times and I'm freaking just tears streaming down my face. Like, why am I so emotional? And it's the stress of this year and it's the stress of what I think that, you know, America has become. And then there were other things I was crying about yesterday. God, it was a boohoo day. Damn
wow.
it.
Wow. What are you,
what
Christmas?
Else were you crying about?
I know. I was Christmas yesterday, Vinny. Oh, Jesus. No, I was crying about Schmidt's Creek.
Oh.
I love that show.
I love that show.
With the white hot passion of a thousand suns.
Don't you love Moira and the way...
She's what kind of accent is that? Her vocabulary.
It's an acting accent.
It's amazing. So bizarre.
Like the way she says baby. She goes, say bebe,
bebe. Bebe.
Yeah.
Everything about her. I love the daughter. I love the son. I love the dad. I love the Stevie.
Stevie.
You know, I actually don't like Roland. Like, he makes me crazy every time he's on the screen. I love that show. And you know what I really like about it? I guess it's a sitcom, but there's no music and there's no laugh track.
Mm-hmm.
It's like silent all the time on that show. John walking, goes, oh, I thought you were watching your show. I go, I am. There's just no talking right now. She's walking around and the thing. It's so good. So I cried a little at that one, too, because it was the end of season 4. Her and Ted.
Oh damn!
Oh my god!
Through it.
Yeah, you went through it fast.
Now, dude, I'm cruising through. I think I only have 2 more seasons, right?
Try to savor that a little. My god, you're
I can't do it.
Through it too fast.
Episodes are like 20 minutes, right?
Yeah, they're really, really short.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Quick.
So
it's very well. It's not traditional, but in a way, it's a sitcom.
Yeah, it is. It is a sitcom, and the thing is, you think that there's not going to be much depth to it. Because of what it's these incredibly rich people, the rug gets yanked out from under them, and the only thing they have left is this rundown town. I don't even know where it is. What do we know? What state?
It's in Canada.
Place? Oh, it's in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it is.
Is it in Canada?
I don't think that's part of the story. I just think it's a motel. Think it's
in a little town called Schmidt's Creek.
Right,
and it's named that for the people who live there who are named Schmidt. And so there's lots of Schmidt jokes.
Yeah, it's a small town in Ontario.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that was in Canada. Anyway, they are redeeming themselves in such... Because at first you're like, oh, these are throwaway people. These are people who have no... They have nothing to offer society, and they're so shallow. And you watch them sort of become... fuller, better people as this experience goes on, and you actually start to there's the town sign. That's a Mr. Schmidt from the great grandfather of the mayor and his sister. He's holding her to keep her from falling into the creek there. she wouldn't want to fall into Schmidt's Creek.
Right.
Just helping her out.
It's just helping her.
That's nice of him.
It is. Oh God, that show! I was just weeping openly last night. It was an emotional day for me yesterday. You know, my kid came back, and I was actually sort of thinking through some of the scenarios he was describing, going, "Oh my God, what is going on?" America, yeah, mother effing yeah, America. Yeah, it's the only way, people. Anyway. So, who's got big plans this weekend? Oh, wait, hold on. There's no plans, right?
Well, it sounds like you're flying to Colorado to tell some hillbilly to off, right? Yeah.
Well, if I was braver, I might do that. And I had my gun license. I don't know. I can just be mad from here in my suburban home in California. No, I can't believe he treated my son that way. I'm Karen. Whatever. So, my blonde bob died. So, whatever. It's, the world is not the idealist place that I thought it was, but I'll survive.
I'm sure they're very happy where they are, those people.
I'm sure they are. Very, very happy. They seem super happy, welcoming, non-confrontational. It's great. Did you manage to go surfing yesterday? You texted me something about the surf not being all that great.
No,
in the middle of the day, I got a nice text from Vinny detailing his
unfortunately, our meeting actually went, as expected, one full hour. So that was
one full hour. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It got me behind the schedule for the wind a little bit. So I was sort of like, it's going to be windy over there. But I ended up giving it a look. It was sort of... a mix of there's weird fog rolling in and out and stuff, so there's moments of like, wow, this is beautiful, and then
then you can't see your 10 feet. In. Right.
Right.
Yeah. But who were you trying to text when you sent me that?
I was sending that to the missus because she had to leave the house because of the door.
Yes.
The doors were being replaced.
Right.
And we had
That's
to get
right.
the kids out of here. And, you know, they were, it was a whole thing. So they didn't get home till late in the afternoon. And two of the doors are replaced. We got one more today.
Oh, it didn't get. That
no,
guy really effed those doors up.
No, they had. Well, no, that they're just being replaced entirely. So they have to make sure they sit.
They fit.
They are
correctly.
Right.
And there's a lot more to it than.
Sure.
Actually, if I were doing it, I'd think, hey, you just put these, screw these things in and we're done.
Boom.
No, they replaced where the bolts are going to go in so they can go in deeper. It's a whole thing.
Oh,
nice.
But we're
nice
it's
set
a
up there.
There's a reason we did that. We'd sort of seem to have lost a key to a criminal.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen again, because it seems like a lot to go through. Boy, this really, honestly, like, it's hard to believe that your car gets stolen, first of all, mm-hmm. and that mm-hmm. then this, like, 3-month journey into the world of locksmiths and door replacement is, it's just, nothing's ever simple with you. You can't just, like...
Listen,
you know,
the
have the one
of
thing.
All that was for it was very specific. The reason prowlers were in our neighborhood was because of the fire evacuation order. So that apparently is a thing. Like, when the fire evacuation orders go out, criminals go to that neighborhood and rob it clean. Like, that's their thing. So we were victims of that. While we were getting ready to run for our lives, as they say.
And leave your house unoccupied and with a key in somebody's
Unfortunately,
hand.
They got a key to our house and we needed to change the locks. And locksmiths were like, we're not going to that neighborhood. It's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one guy that would was this, listen, this isn't me trying to make this story more fantastical or whatever, but he was a Russian guy who spoke broken English. So we couldn't really communicate great.
Yes, door. No problem.
And he's
go
telling
away,
me that he can't
now.
Change the keys. We got to change the whole locks. I'm like, no, you can rekey these things. That's what I'm calling you out to do. Rekey them. No, we're going to have to. And I'm like, oh my God,
don't
we
understand.
Have to leave. This area is on fire. I just let him do it. I just had to let him do it. There wasn't.
Yeah, that's when I whip out the plywood and the. Although I suppose anybody with a electric
gun.
Drill could right could just pull that plywood off. I don't know.
Anyway,
you were in a pickle for
it's
sure.
It's been a rough year. I'm sure I haven't had the worst possible scenario. So I'm just staying in that zone of.
That's nice. Be grateful for what didn't happen, Vinny. You know,
I think the worst of it's, you know, adding a fire to it was really
on top of everything.
It's one of those look to the sky like, oh, come on. Really?
Right.
This too. But here we still sit. The house, you know, thank you again to the firefighters who kept our house from burning down, because they're the ones. It was them. They did.
And if you're breathing, you're wealthy.
Right.
That's one of my favorite sayings you've ever taught me in our many years of
I don't know. Well, that's not
me.
Exactly how that went, but okay.
If you're breathing, you're wealthy. Look, I'm actually, your frame of mind is good. Like, all this poop got dumped on you, and you still are trying to find ways to be grateful and know that there are people who have it worse. That's, you know.
Right.
There's always someone who's worse off than you. Don't make me do the thing about
the
kid who's got no shoes. You know?
I just don't want to be here while someone out there is going, my parents died of COVID, or I'm teaching 5 kids school with no Wi-Fi.
Right.
And my house burnt down.
And my house actually burnt down. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it's right. All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy as a Friday. We really are. God, how would people get along without us? Ray of Sunshine coming in. Hit it, Nikki.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.